Now, there's another flavor that may appear the same, but it's a little bit different dynamic, and this is when there are curses on time. So defiled time is time that is defiled because of the actions that happened in that window. And then through repetition of further actions of more defilement happening, it just gets more and more defiled. You get a snowball effect. So the defilement is on time, but it's because of things that were done. Curses on time are things that are actually attached to time itself. When someone actually curses, usually it's intentionally, a particular block of time. An example for you is a situation where someone was going to do ministry at a church. And it was a, you know, they were there for the Sunday service. They got there early. They were walking around the building and everything felt fine. There might have been a few little random spots of defilement, but the environment and the atmosphere felt very good. And so the church service starts, and then all of a sudden things went downhill in a sled. It got bad. The environment, the atmosphere, the spiritual dynamics just went awful. And it stayed that way throughout the whole church service. Church was over, everybody started dispersing, and they kind of thought, what just happened? What was that? You know, they got together afterwards and started to notice that the dynamics were lifting again, and it was going away. It was disappearing. And they did some research and explored and, you know, kind of found out what was going on in the area and discovered that there was a witch nearby that was cursing that time slot. So that from 9 to noon or 9 to 11 or whatever the church service was, time itself had a curse on it. So it wasn't the sin of any of the people in the church. It wasn't the sin of the church itself. It was an intentional curse that was placed on time so that that window would be defiled with whatever the witch was cursing it with. There can be with Freemasonry and sometimes with generational covenants, you will find time-related events that happen. And this kind of fits into the curses on time dynamic because someone long ago made some sort of covenant. Usually what happens when someone enters a covenant with the devil is they have to give away something. The devil wants something. And usually what he wants is something in the future. And that's easy for the person in the present to give away because it has no effect on them. And clearly they don't have any scruples anyway if they're making a deal with the devil. So they're going to promise the future generations of some kind. So they make a covenant and they say, okay, if I get the power now that I want, I'm going to say when the firstborn so-and-so turns 12, this is what's going to happen. Some horrible dynamic. There's going to be a demonic manifestation and this kid is going to go all crazy and that's what happens. When he turns 12, suddenly his life falls apart and he starts getting into things he shouldn't be into, etc., etc. Well, that was essentially time-related. It was carried on time. It did not manifest until the place and time happened that was agreed upon in the covenant. So if you have time-related things, if you can think of things in your life that have just popped up out of nowhere, the birth of a child, the age change, or a particular significant event, maybe something, a way that you moved forward, and suddenly things just seem to fall apart, I would explore with the Lord and find out if there's some kind of generational time-related covenant that was present that caused these things to happen then instead of at some other point in your life. Freemasonry often has the same kind of dynamic because there are things that they promise and things that they agree to that are going to have an effect on future generations, especially if they get back out of it. Or when you do the renunciations, you're doing a blanket renunciation of all of the things that they did in their rituals on a general sense, but you don't necessarily know things they may have done specifically that are not covered in that general blanket kind of renunciation. So it's just good to be aware of that, to know that time itself can carry a curse or a covenant, so that if something pops up that you have no explanation for, you might look at time instead of, or in addition to all of the other things that you're looking for. And dealing with curses is very similar to dealing with the defilement on time. that you go through that repentance process of dealing with a covenant, if there is a covenant, and asking God to cleanse time, to break the curse off of time, and restore God's design, restore the way that he made that time to function. One of the things that we often discover is that the things that the enemy targets, the seasons of your life that he targets with defilement or with curses, are the seasons that God designed for things to flow, for there to be blessing, for there to be an increase in your life, an increase in dominion or in the blessing. So the places where God wants you to go up, the devil targets to try and get you to go down instead. So if you see something like this present, you, in addition to breaking off everything, to ask God to restore everything that he intended for that period of time. For the example of the covenant with the 12-year-old, you know, once you deal with breaking the covenant and restoring them, not just bringing them back to the life that they had before, but asking God, is there something additional? Was there supposed to be a blessing that was supposed to flow to them at this age? Is there some kind of level of dominion that they can move into where the enemy tried to devour?